This is the Reflection Column, Blessedness and Thankfulness, written for us by Nelson Rebel Gonzalez, a pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Lodi, California. There are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. From Revelation chapter 7. This verse, as assigned in the first Lessons for All Saints Sunday, reminds us that a life of faith isn't devoid of struggles, hardship, or death. The good news is this text is that Jesus has claimed those who have come out of the great ordeal. I'm a pastor in Lodi, a rural town where many migrant workers from California's Central Valley live and work, and they've been hit hard by the pandemic. As I write this reflection, I've already buried a migrant woman who died of COVID. More than a dozen migrant families who are part of my congregation have been affected, and most don't have the privilege or the luxury of working from home. They must continue showing up in the vineyards, meat and fruit packing facilities, restaurants, construction sites, and other essential jobs. This blessed community, which has washed its robes in the blood of the Lamb, is living the great ordeal. Nevertheless, I see their faith, joy, and will to live. Although they believe that our society at large doesn't seem to think that they're essential, they are convinced that their work is needed for the sake of the wider community. I've had many conversations in which these congregants express pride in their work. They are the blessed ones that Jesus mentions in his Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Some of us who have had the privilege of working from home have also experienced the power of death. This pandemic has made evident that we're all fragile human beings who need God to wipe away every tear from our eyes. We've lost loved ones, friends, classmates, colleagues, pastors, co-workers, and cherished leaders due to COVID-19. As people of faith, we grieve those who have gone before us, but we also give thanks for their lives and for their time with us. They are now in the blessed presence of the One in whose blood they have cleansed their robes. But Christ's blessedness is also for us, here and now. Like the 10 lepers from the Gospel lesson assigned for Thanksgiving Day, we long for mercy. We need mercy. We ask Jesus to give us the mercy that the world is not able to give us. May our blessedness lead us to work for justice, solidarity, and compassion toward the most vulnerable members of our society during this pandemic and thereafter. Amen.